as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin. He has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Now then, when you become the new creature, are you righteous?
Yes.
Absolutely. Somebody asks you, are you righteous? What should you tell them?
Yes.
Can you pray the prayer of faith as the righteousness of God in Christ? Yes. Why? Because it's not by faith in what you got. It's by faith in the name of Jesus. Right? But since Christ is in you and me, we ought to be able to pray the prayer of faith for anybody, anytime, and we ought to be able to get people set free. But technically speaking, you, as a born-again Christian, if you're walking in obedience to God's Word, when you learn these things, you will very rarely ever need anybody to pray for you for anything. If you're a man, you can pray for yourself. If you're a woman, you can pray for yourself. Unless you have a husband. If you have a husband, then you're to go to your husband. He's to pray for you. Because again, the scripture says wives. It didn't say women. It said wives. You are to submit to your husband in how many things? Oh, you think he meant that? You know he does, don't you? God told you wives, if you have a husband, you are to submit to your husband in all things. Now then, you want to have a blessed home? You start doing that. You know, how many women do you know that do that? Submit to their husbands in all things. Not many, that's right. Why do you think we have all the problems we have? That's just like in 1 Peter 3, when the Lord told the women, he said, in fact, I think that's in 1 Peter. Let's go over there. We found out about the righteousness of God in Christ. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 and 3. I think that's where that's at. We'll see when we get over there. What verse is it? 6? Okay, thank you, honey. In 1 Peter 3, 6. 1 Peter 3, 6, it says, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Now, if Sarah obeyed, submitted to Abraham, you can read verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yourself. If she obeyed her husband, even calling him Lord, that's like a lady, I say an elderly lady, she'd been married 50 years, come to church the other night and said, I want you to pray for my husband. I said, what's wrong? She said, my husband don't do what I want him to do. I said, well, let me pray for you, and let me tell you what to do. And when I got through talking with her, I told her, I said, now then, when's the last time you went home and told your husband, looked him right now and said, honey, I love you, and you are my Lord, and I'll do anything you ask me to do. And she said, I ain't never done that in my life. I've been married 50 years to this man. I ain't never done that. I said, well, how would you like to make his day? She looked at me and she said, my husband's in for a great surprise. I'm going home tonight. And since you showed it to me in the book and God said it, I know I have to do what he said. Now see, if I'd have told her to do that, she might have jumped up and down and run backwards and said, there ain't no way I'm calling that beast Lord. But whenever she saw it in God's Word, that makes a difference when you see it. When God tells you to do something, Frank, and you see it in his Word, hey, now you ain't got no alternative, do you? I mean, you either do it or you suffer the consequences, right?
Amen.
And we don't like consequences, do we?
Not at all.
We'd much rather obey the king. So she said, I'm going home and walk in and tell my husband, honey, what would you like for your favorite supper tonight? I'm just going to fix whatever you want. And she put her arm, she said, I'm going to put my arm around and look him right in the eye and give him a big old kiss and say, you're my Lord. I really do love you. And I said, what do you think? She said, oh, he'll fall on the floor and pass out. But you know, if we would only do it, did God say that? Did God tell the girls, the women, the wives, to submit to their husbands in all things, even calling their husband Lord? And don't do it, you know, out of spite. You know, don't say, okay, Lord. Do it in love. Because if you do it in spite, the king ain't going to like that either. You don't want to make him mad. He can make you sick, I guarantee you. Okay. Okay, we kind of got off the track here. Now let's go back where we were, Dave.
there. Where were we in Deuteronomy? Exodus 26. Okay, let's go back to Exodus 26. Exodus 23, 26, I guess is where we were. Right here it says, okay, let's go to the next couple. Okay, that's where we were. You shall not bow down to these other gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and quite break down the images. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now then, how many of you want sickness taken away from the midst of you besides me? Okay, hey, I'm just like you. So what do we have to do, young lady? Obey. Is that right? That's what the king said. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and you shall he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now then, the next couple of verses, and let's go on and see a few more promises. There shall nothing cast their young. Nothing. Nor be barren. Now, how many people come to me that have been trying for 5, 10, 15 years wanting to have a baby? And they're barren. There's a problem. Is that true? There's a problem. What is the problem? Who knows? How many ways do we miss it with God? Oh, tons of them. All of us. There's not one single one of us. If I say, you're a sinner, look how many's pointing back at me. Three. Only one pointing out their Jews. So, I'm a sinner. I have been a sinner. You're a sinner. You have been a sinner. But we're not supposed to be now. Once we become the righteousness of God in Christ, we're not supposed to sin anymore. And this is the hardest thing in the world for the church to comprehend, that we're not supposed to sin. The average Christian, you walk up and tell them, you're not a sinner anymore, are you? They say, oh, unfortunately, I do. I sin all the time. Hey, that's not supposed to be like that. So why do you think we're sick? It's because we don't obey God's rules. There shall nothing cast their young, nor shall there be any barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. The number of your days. They won't be cut short. God's got a set of days for you, and hopefully they will be long. Then he says, I will send my fear before thee. Just think, I will send my fear. What is fear? It's a spirit. It's a spirit. He's going to send that fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs unto thee. If you serve God, what do you have to fear?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And how much sickness is he going to take away from you? He promised all, didn't he? Now, this is under the old covenant. Now, this is under the... This is the way I look at the old covenant. Under the old covenant, I guess I could use this new church building as an example. Here we got a building, but we got walls with very little sheetrock on them, no taping and bedding, no carpet on the floor, no bathrooms working yet. You know, this is the old covenant. But when the new covenant comes along, it's going to be beautiful carpet. It's going to be, all the walls are going to be finished. It's going to be nice and decked out. It's going to look pretty. All the bathrooms are going to be working beautiful and everything. Now, which one of those two buildings had you rather live in? Of course, the second one. But see, this is what we have under the new covenant. What that promise we just read a while ago under the new covenant, is any sick among you? Call for the elders of the church, have them pray the prayer of faith. And how many did he promise to heal? All. How many people in the church believe that today? Praise God. You're one among a few. Because the average church don't believe it. I was a deacon and a Sunday school teacher and didn't even know it was in the book. Now, isn't that a shame? A deacon and a Sunday school teacher for years and didn't even know that promise was in the book. I didn't know how to pray the prayer of faith for nobody, but I never saw an example in my church of anybody do it. And so nobody ever got healed. And then he says here in verse 28 and 29,
And I will send hornets before you, which will drive out the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and before thee, and I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. Do you think God knows everything? Sure. Let's go on next to the next couple of verses. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. I will set the bounds from the Red Sea even unto the sea of the Philistines, and from the desert into the river, and I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hands, and you shall drive them out before me. All this is based around one thing, serving God. He's going to bless us with land. Let's just go to the next couple of verses right quick. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. No covenant. What's happening with us today? What are we doing? When you hear somebody say, Happy Holidays. No, this is Merry Christmas. Praise the Lord. Oh, don't say that. You might offend somebody. He's a Buddhist or she's a Muslim. Be careful. You might offend them. Well, my goodness. They need to be offended. You know? If they don't believe in our Jesus, they need to be offended, right? They're offended. You know, they don't want you to do anything. They want to come over here and build their mosque. And did you know that London, England has more mosques than it does churches? For the first time, England used to be one of the most powerful Christian nations in the world. And at one time, when they were a Christian nation, they ruled the world. You know that? England ruled the world. And now what is she? Nothing. And she's rapidly becoming a Muslim nation. England. What happens? They've made a covenant with another god. Does God like it? Absolutely not. Is there sickness and disease over there? Cheryl and I just went to Germany for 2 weeks and preached in Berlin and Altenstein. I can't say some of those names. But we were over there for 2 weeks, and one of the things Cheryl noticed as we walked up down the streets there in the daytime, I have never seen a place with so many people in wheelchairs.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.